back with you. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This ain't any old run-of-the-mill edition of Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert. No. This is the Black Friday preview edition of Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert, who joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Of course, Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can find him all over the place, locally, nationally, when it comes to covering sports technology, Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, everything Georgia. We've got 2 days and counting down until Black Friday, and a lot to get to. Rick, how excited are you?
Yeah, well, everything's good here. Black Friday's 2 days away. I know I'll see you out, Mitch, in the mix there.
Well, first of all, I'll be watching football on Friday because there are several games, some big college football games on Friday, so I'll be doing that, and you will find me as far away as possible from... I mean, look, I got an outlet mall, you know, right where I live here in Woodstock. They just built the new Sam's Warehouse across the street from where I live, and I'm not interested. But I love to talk about it, Rick.
Have you ever been out at midnight shopping, ever?
Yes. My best buddy lives up in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, and we went to the outlet mall there after midnight, and once was enough. Let's just put it that way.
Well, then this weekend you won't be among the 133 million people that will be shopping probably on Black Friday, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay for me, and it's probably okay for everybody else. I get ornery and angry, and this is a time to be thankful and happy. No need for an old curmudgeon like me to be out in the mix with that. Let all the young people enjoy it. By the way, you touted that number. More than 133 million people shopping during Black Friday weekend. 17% of items actually will be more expensive on Black Friday than they're currently on Amazon.com. True?
Yeah, evidently that's true. And I don't know if that means there's some people that are trying to take advantage of Black Friday by hiking prices up.
No.
People would never do that.
How dare you, Rick?
But it also shows the power and the deals that you can get on Amazon.com, which, you know, they have those specials that they keep announcing every 5 minutes or so, and they're trying to sell things to people. So, I mean, Amazon.com is the 800-pound gorilla. There's no doubt about it.
All right, well, let's get into it. And again, Rick Limpert here on an extra special edition of Wireless Wednesday. We take a look at all the Black Friday deals that are right there. And everything we talk about, you can find on Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. You can also follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. All right, first thing that you think of, at least I think of when you think of Black Friday, flat-screen TV deals.
Yeah, you think of, this has been synonymous with Black Friday for years. You think of those ultra-low TV deals, and Target and Kohl's both have a 13-inch flat-screen for $99, limited quantities only on Black Friday. So, you know, not the top-of-the-line, you know, HDTV that you could get, but still one with three HDMI inputs and all the other PC inputs and those type of features. So can't go wrong with $99 for a flat screen.
That's crazy, a 32-inch flat screen for $99. I mean, how many years ago? 5 years ago that you paid like something like $700-$800 for a 32-inch?
At one time, this TV, or a TV not even this good, was over $1,000 for this size. So yeah, it's amazing how much the prices have come down.
All right, so TVs are one thing, certainly in the world that we live in now, Rick. Mobile devices, accessory for your mobile devices. I would have to imagine that there's some big-time sales here as well.
The accessories are huge. The accessory industry is huge because of all the phones and tablets we have. So I try to turn to Zag.com. They have accessories for just about every device on the market, and they run always great things on Black Friday, 40 to 60% off just about all their items. On that one day, they run deals, they run contests. They're real proactive and great customer service with Zag.com.
And if you're not familiar with Zag.com, that's Zag.com. They've got everything 40 to 60% off for Black Friday, so you want to check that out. Rick Limpert with us here on Wireless Wednesday, Black Friday edition here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. HP is going to have a store-wide Black Friday spectacular. How spectacular, Rick?
Well, they're saying up to, they haven't announced what they're going to be putting on sale yet, but up to 50% off store-wide. So everything will be discounted a certain amount. You know, that includes laptops, printers, accessories, monitors. You know, everything's Windows 10 now. And I think we can say for the first time, I know we you've done this exercise a few times, Mitch, you buying laptops or going shopping for laptops. Now with Windows 10, I think we can safely say there's really not a bad new laptop out there on the market now. There's something for everybody, and usually Black Friday is a good deal to get deals on laptops.
Well, we talked TVs, we've talked mobile devices, we're talking laptops. I can relate to all that stuff, Rick. I cannot relate to gaming, but I know it's a gigantic industry. And, as far as gamers, I guess bundling is the key word.
Yeah, you might not be able to relate to gaming, Mitch. Can you relate to bundling? If you can figure that out, if you can see that, sometimes you buy the game system and a game and they'll throw in something else, or you can buy a game system and games for $299, the Xbox and the PC, PS4 now for Black Friday, GameStop, the Xbox, and at Sam's Club, the PS4 Uncharted bundle for $299. So sometimes the game system plus some games in a bundle will save you money.
Yeah, the only bundling that I'm familiar with comes to, with my AT&T account, as far as my mobile phone, my home phone, my my computer internet access. That's the only bundling that I'm aware of.
I thought you were going to say the only bundling you were aware of was those cold nights in Brooklyn when you had to bundle up to go outside when you were younger.
That was one of my mother's words. Bundle up before you go out, Mitchell.
Mitchell, bundle up.
Yes, my mother actually still says that to me, and I'm so glad that she still does. It's a beautiful thing. A couple more minutes here on Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert as we take a look at all the stuff that's going on with Black Friday, 2 days away. I would imagine that Apple has some sort of deals, right? It's not full price even on Black Friday.
Yeah, you don't get many deals from Apple. You will get a few deals during the holiday season. On Black Friday, we're going to see some deals mainly on iPad. I don't know if this is because iPads have slowed down, kind of. That's the segment of Apple that their sales have slowed. But we're going to see deals on iPad, $299 for iPad minis, or maybe even cheaper for the iPad mini 2. So deals on, if you're looking for an iPad, this is definitely the time to buy it. And, still nothing wrong with the iPad, just that, the sales have slowed a little on them. So you don't get many deals from Apple, this is the chance to get a deal.
What do you think as far as the sales slowing, because some of the phones have gotten bigger, and then you also have the iWatch?
I don't know about the iWatch that's impacted. I think the phones getting bigger have definitely impacted it. The 6 Plus, I talked to two people mm-hmm. yesterday that said, we don't use our iPad anymore because with the 6 Plus, it's almost like having a little tablet in our pocket. And I think the fact that a lot of people that got iPads keep it a long time. So I think that's kind of
yes.
hurt the sales. You don't get rid of it every year, every 2 years like a phone. That's made a difference.
I'll tell you what, I'll be the third person who will tell you that. I've got the 6 Plus. I use it exclusively. I do have my iPad, and I use it sometimes, not nearly as often as I used to, but I think it's also a great point too, Rick, that it's not something that once you have one that you're going to be replacing it every couple of years the way you do with the phone. So I think that's a great point. Well, you know it, you love it, it's the app of the week, and Rick's got another one for us.
Always got one for you, Mitch. This is one that's a little addictive. It's worth a try. It's called Zip. ZIP, it's the question-answer app for iOS and Android. So basically, you can do it two different ways. You can put a question in that, where the answer is two possible answers, and it will crowdsource it out to the other users of the app, and they will give you what their answer is or what they think of it, or you can also answer other people's questions as well. So the original thought behind this was to answer like bar arguments or trivia arguments
sure.
between people. So, but now they've put the app out to the masses. It's kind of neat with the presidential election, with polling and certain political questions. It's gained some speed. So Zip, ZIPP, it's the question and answer app. It's kind of fun.
So I guess you don't have to go to Google anymore to get answers or ask.com.
Well, you can, but this is a way of actually participating in the actual answer and asking another question. I said Zip with two P's. It's Zip with VIP, regular Zip with one P. So, yeah, it's kind of unique, and it's fun to give your opinion and see other people's opinions to a question you may have had. So the way the Falcons are playing, there's definitely some questions you can ask.